I do believe that I've seen him about, Ignatius said and looked out the back door. Patrolman Mancuso was too startled by the monstrous flannel nightshirt to reply to Ignatius's pleasantry.
Ignatius, honey, the man wants over $1,000 for what I did to his building.
$1,000? He will not get a cent. We shall have him prosecuted immediately. Contact our attorneys, Mother.
Our attorneys? He's got an estimate from a contractor. Mr. Mancuso here says there's nothing I can do.
Oh. Well, you shall have to pay him then.
I could take it to court if you think it's best.
Drunken driving, Ignatius said calmly. You haven't a chance.
Mrs. Riley looked depressed.
But Ignatius, $1,020.
I'm certain that you can procure some funds, he told her. Is there any more coffee, or have you given the last to this carnival masker?
We can mortgage the house.
Mortgage the house? Of course we won't.
What else are we going to do, Ignatius?
There means, Ignatius said absently. I wish that you wouldn't bother me with this. That program always increases my anxiety anyway.
He smelled the milk before putting it into the pot.
I would suggest that you telephone the dairy immediately. This milk is quite aged.
I can get $1,000 over by the homestead,
Mrs. Riley told the silent patrolman quietly.
The house has good security. I had me a real estate agent offered me $7,000 last year.
The ironic thing about that program,
Ignatius was saying over the stove, keeping one eye peeled so that he could seize the pot as soon as the milk began to boil,
is that it is supposed to be an exemplum to the youth of our nation. I would like very much to know what the Founding Fathers would say if they could see these children being debauched to further the cause of Clearasil. However, I always suspected that democracy would come to this.
He painstakingly poured the milk into his Shirley Temple mug.
A firm rule must be imposed upon our nation before it destroys itself. The United States needs some theology and geometry, some taste and decency. I suspect that we are teetering on the edge of the abyss.
Ignatius, I'm going to have to go by the homestead tomorrow.
We shall not deal with those usurers, Mother.
Ignatius was feeling around in the cookie jar.
Something will turn up.
Ignatius, honey, they can put me in jail.
Ho-hum. If you are going to stage one of your hysterical scenes, I shall have to return to the living room. As a matter of fact, I think I will.
He billowed out again in the direction of the music, the shower shoes flapping loudly against the soles of his huge feet.